The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, 8:50 the time. Alongside Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop, I'm Kevin Ingram. My producer, Jonathan Schaefer. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery, and we always love visiting with this guy. From CBSSports.com, Dennis Dodd. What's going on this morning?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing great. I know you've been out west. I'll let Blaine ask you some football here in a minute. I want to start with some basketball, though. Christian Dawkins has been on the stand in that trial. The testimony from him has been all over the map, and sometimes it's even been kind of entertaining. But how much of this do you believe, and where does it go from here?
Well, I guess my takeaway is from this week, just this week, it looks really bad for Sean Miller. For the first time, you know, you've got, not for the first time, Sean Miller and Will Wade, you have money figures attached to their name, $300,000 with Will Wade and $10,000 a month for Sean Miller and DeAndre Ayton. I don't know how, you know, going forward, Arizona keeps Sean Miller. They've gone to wall for him multiple times on this. We have that, I don't know, statement which I absolutely have not paid for players, and so now it's word against word. You know, these wiretaps were made before these people were arrested and indicted, so on the face of it, they had no reason to lie. You know, people say, well, they're just trying to get down to jail time. No, these wiretaps were made before they were even arrested, so there has to be some kind of truth to these things.
How puzzling is it that the NCAA has been conspicuously absent in the courtroom?
You know, I have people ask me about that. It doesn't bother me that much. You know, there's a thing called Pacer. It's online where you can follow every piece of testimony that's said in court. It archives court documents. I guess people are looking for some show of concern. They're concerned. And who's to say there aren't investigators in that room, in that courtroom that no one recognizes? But for Mark Emmert to be there, it would be sort of a circus. I personally am not bothered by it that much. I'm bothered by what they created with this black market, but not bothered by the black presence.
From CBSSports.com, our guest is Dennis Dodd.
Well, Dennis, I see you talked to Gene Smith there, the AD of Ohio State, and he thought that Urban Meyer probably wouldn't get back into coaching. Meanwhile, you know, Reggie Bush and Matt Leiner are endorsing him, you know, if their coach doesn't do very well this year. So what do you think is going to happen with this whole process? Urban Meyer taking another year off, bamboozling, still getting that check, and then come back into coaching.
Oh, I think he'll be back. I don't think there's any question. Mm-hmm. I don't know where, whether it's USC or somewhere else. But I wrote about it earlier this week. You had Reggie Bush in a notes column in the LA Times saying, me and Matt are going to actively recruit Urban Meyer to take over at USC. He called out Clay Helton, says he has to at least win the division to stay. And I don't know if that's not, you know, that's not true. I think that is true. But for them to be actively recruiting, and it was described to me in a context of some people going out to lunch, and Urban is actually there. There's a quote in the notes about Urban saying, or the quote from Urban was the most, you know, surprising thing. He didn't say, no, I'll never be back. He kind of left the door open again, which he always does. You know, this is his third time doing this. And now you have Gene Smith saying the headaches are gone. He's a young man, 53 or 4, you know, one of the top two or three coaches in the country. I don't think there's any question he'll be back. These guys can't keep it out of their blood.
I was interested. I saw that Virginia, national basketball champions and NCAA, declined the invitation to the White House. Well, why was that? Was it going to be serving not very good food or something?
Well, I think you know why. And I don't want to get political here. The teams that go to the White House now are the outlier to me. You know, the Warriors haven't gone. Baylor's women did go. I think Clemson football went, but it's become the exception rather than the rule. So yeah. Rather than getting political here, I think I know why, you know, Virginia's basketball team didn't go, but it wasn't a surprise to me.
Dennis, you wrote a really great story about how you shadowed an SEC football official. What aspect of their job should we appreciate more?
Oh, God, just underappreciated. Just for the listeners' education, the SEC asks ask some national media members every year to help officiate a spring game. And, you know, at first it seems like, we're all going to giggle and laugh and have fun. But it's serious. I mean, I was scared. I was a side judge. I was scared of embarrassing myself, my family, the SEC, Georgia, everything. And we went through like 5 hours of meetings Friday with Steve Shaw, who's a supervisor of officials for the SEC, and then meetings on Saturday morning. And I just wanted to get through it. And thankfully, I did. I missed a pass interference. But Sean McDonough picked me up, back judge and ESPN broadcaster on the side. Picked me up with the flag, so it was good. They are underappreciated, they're underpaid. I had one official tell me, this is an SEC official, the best in the country, right? He nets $8,000 a year. Not that they're in it to make money, but, you know, if I'm going to put my reputation out there on the line, you know, I've got a job that I want to keep, I'm not doing it for $8,000 a year. So what it comes down to, and this is really every conference in the country, these guys get a game check, they get some per diem, and then are told, you make your own travel and hotel, and that comes out of that. So sometimes you're kind of losing money to the point that, you know, if we're told in 4 weeks you're going to do the Iron Bowl, oh, great. All the flights are taken. All the hotels are taken. You know, you got to pay for everything. That's a big chunk of money, and I haven't gotten the answer why these conferences can't cover these guys' expenses. You know, I'm talking about the Power Five now, not just the SEC, because I think it's like that everywhere. But I wouldn't want to put my reputation on the line for $8,000 a year, that's for sure.
And sometimes your life on the line. I got to say, you look good in the stripes, though, dude.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my son took off television, he took a film of me running down the sideline. Thankfully, I didn't trip.
how did Andy Staples do? We have him on our show, too.
Yeah, he was there. He was there. George Schroeder from USA Today, a bunch of ESPN people. It was fun.
Thanks, Dennis. Have a great weekend. We appreciate the time.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right. From CBSSports.com, Dennis Dodd.